Date of visit, April 19, 2024. Patient's date of birth is 1753. Patient's name is Charles Essek, E-S-E-K. Mr. Essek is a 71-year-old gentleman. Has been a RN, worked for the prison system for 30 years, been married over 30 years, has many children and grandkids. Subsequently worked for the city of, before that he worked for the city of Houston. He retired from the prison system as an RN, period. In the paragraph, he was found to be rather forgetful in the past 10 years. 10 years ago, diagnosed with early dementia, he was made disabled, period. In the paragraph, medication reviewed, surgery, he had an encephalopathy cholecystitis, which required a percutaneous drainage of his gallbladder, hydrocephalus, Parkinsonism related to Lewy body dementia, related to his end-stage dementia, neurocognitive disorder with Lewy bodies, CVA, diabetes, dysphagia, PEG tube placement, multiple decubitus ulcers, contractures, ulcers involve the sacral and the knees bilaterally, gastroesophageal reflux, normal pressure hydrocephalus with VP shunt in place, muscle weakness, sleep disorder, glaucoma, and history DVT. Period. In the paragraph, currently patient has a PEG tube, has a close, percutaneous bile drainage tube. In place, both wife and daughter are RNs, and they know how to take care of this. They also know that to report any problem with the tubes immediately because patient can become septic very quickly. Patient's wounds, stage 2 sacrum and stage 2 on his knees, have been treated with Cibidine cream and the dressings, period. In the paragraph, he has bilateral contractures. He has O2 and suction in place. He's unresponsive and definitely bedbound with PEG tube that is functioning well at this time. He's on a pump for his feeding, period. Patient did have a smoking, extensive history of tobacco use in the past under social, period. On examination, he was found to be unresponsive except to deep stimuli. Blood pressure is 100 over 60. Pulse is 110, otusat's 92% on 2 liters. Heart, tachycardic, lungs, shallow breath sounds, abdomen, soft scaphoid, PEG tube not infected, gastro, percutaneous bile drainage tube is working. Skin show is dry, the sacral decubitus ulcer, both knees. Lateral and medial aspect, as well as sacral region noted, dressing in place. Patient's recent blood work showed albumin 2.5 with HMH 7 and 21. Assessment number one, recent hospitalization with cholecystitis. With history of end-stage Lewy body dementia, status post-percutaneous drainage of the biliary system, status post-PEG placement, history of diabetes, decubitus ulcer multiple, history of hydrocephalus, history of protein-calorie malnutrition, severe history of weight loss, history of encephalopathy. Patient's Lewy body dementia is definitely the main cause of his demise, and he missed the criteria for end-stage Lewy body dementia. He also suffers from next number seizures, next number hypertension, next number diabetes, sugar control, next number diabetic neuropathy, next number contractures, next number metabolic encephalopathy, next number hyperlipidemia, next number history of BPH, next number. Overall prognosis is rather grave. Nixon is expected to live days or weeks. Next number is the nursing staff and the social worker trying to talk to the wife and daughter regarding DNR status after such a prolonged hospitalization and rehab stay. and the fact that patient will never recover from given his underlying problems. Thank you.